Tov, everyone. We are up to page 8 over here. We're up to Sivan Kuf Chav Ches. We start reading Siv Yud Beis. Let's go through Yud Beis again, and we'll move on over here in Birkas Kohanim Lemaisa. How the Kohanim go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. My bin Yadayim Kedayim Kipfo Sam. This is called the Siyas Kapayim. They raise up their hands, like we learned from the Pasuk. We'll soon also see in Siv Yud Dal. They bring you Magbir Yadayim Kedayim Kipfo Sam. Umagbir Yadayim Nis Ksas Lemalumi Asmalid. And they put their right hand a little bit higher then the left hand. Is also darshan from the psukim over there. Okay, yad yadav in the psukim. Uposhtim yadayim v'cholkim etzbosam. They put out the arms. They spread out their arms, and they are cholik their etzbos. We all know the kohanim are mechalik their etzbos. Umechavni lasos chamish avirim, and they try and do 5 air spaces. Okay, between once again, you have the air space between the 2 fingers. Then you have the air space between the 2 fingers and the thumb. That's 2, and then you have this, I don't know, V that's beneath the 2 thumbs, that's 3. And once again, between the thumb and the fingers, 4. And between the fingers again, that will be 5 avirim. That's the 5 ear spaces in. That's also based on a drasha from the pasuk. Bein be'etzvah, bein etzvah, avir achad. Ubein etzvah legudol, ubein gudol legudol. That's the thumbs. Uparsin kapein kedei sheitoch kapein kedei get aretz. V'achor yedeim kedei get ha-shamayim. The Mishnah Berurah points out, as opposed to when people daven a lot of times, they raise up their hands and they put their palms towards the Shemayim over here, Birkas Kohanim, is exactly the opposite. The palms go down. That's what we learned yesterday in Sif Yud Beis. If, we'll see also in Yud Dal, if a Kohen cannot raise up his hands, he is not strong enough to hold his hands up, it is going to be Ma'akiv the Duchne. He's not allowed to Duchne if he can't do Nesiyas Kapayim. That is an intrinsic part of Nesiyas Kapayim. Yud Gimel. Matchilin HaKohanim Lomar Yivarechecho. The Kohanim, after they say the Bracha, then they go ahead and they start Yivarecha. We see over here Chitas of the Mechaber. Maybe this is the minhag of the Svardim, that the Chazan does not call out Yivarecha. The Kohanim directly start Yivarecha. Why would this be? Why would they only start so? Mishnah Berurah explains over here. In Sivkatim Mzayim, Atchila Kohanim, Uva Kohen Echa, Chain Kohen Lo, Kli Kuliam Wodim to Makarna Yivarecha. That's not what I wanted to see. Memches, Lomar Yivarecha, Svirale. The reason why the Chazan reads word for word along with the Kohanim, Hulavan Mitev Rishona, that's except for the first word according to the sheet of the Machaber. Devei Leikon Lamite. Why? Is the whole reason why the Chazan calls out Yivarecha. Hashem Yishmecha is only that the Kohanim don't get confused and they know what to say. And therefore, by the first word, we're not worried about them messing up, and therefore we go ahead and you do not have to say Yivarecha. What, does anyone know this is a similar din that's going to come up very soon? A Tekiah Shofar. Tekiah Shofar, also there are shitas that hold by the first Tekiah after the Bracha of Tekiah Shofar. The first Tekiah, the Makri does not call Tekiah because, once again, we know that the Baal Kari, the Baal Tekiah is not going to get Mubu Baal with the first call Tekiah. Therefore, the Makri does not have to call out the first word. Similar to over here, but not to be Rech. Once again, however, it's a Machlokas over there, and it's a Machlokas over here. The Ramah writes over here, Yeshom Yishigam Milas Yivarecha Yikra Oso Shliach Tzibur Tchila also. The word Yivarecha, the Shliach Tzibur also calls out, and that's the minhag of the Matzah Ashkenazim, that even the first word they call out. Does anyone know what the minhag of the Svardim is? What? They do call Yivarecha, that's what I thought also. They do call out even the first word Yivarecha. Now, very interestingly, it could be that Toya's the Kli Yakar, right in Parshas Naso, the Kli Yakar in Parshas Naso, Perek Vav, Pasuk Kaf Gimel, he says that the whole reason why the Chazan calls out, because the Chazan, he writes, is the Moshech Shefa. He's the one bringing down the Shefa from Shemayim when he's the Chazan. And therefore, he's the Makor of the Brachos, and he's Mashpi on the other Kohanim. And therefore, he's not only just reminding them what to say, he's part and parcel of the whole Birkas Kohanim process. And therefore, he calls a Kohanim, that starts really the Bracha, and the Kohanim now bless Klal Yisrael, they bring the bracha to Klal Yisrael. But it really, the Chazan, just like he's bringing down the Shefa of the rest of the Chazars, the Shas, he's also bringing it down for Birkas Kohanim, and he's handing it to the Kohanim. That's what the Kli Yakar writes in Parshas Naso, and that would fit very nicely over here. Why we're Mak, but even the Chazan calls out the first word of Yirecha. Rosh Hashanah Zalman doesn't understand the minig of some chazanim, you'll see they get up to Bracha Shem Yishrecha, and they like whisper it. They say it very quietly, like you can almost not hear them. They don't know where that's spoke. This is a din in Shulchan Aruch. They also call you Bracha. Okay, they're the part and parcel of this whole process. They call it, they should say it in a regular voice. They don't have to whisper it when they're going ahead and saying Birkas Kohanim. Halacha Yedal. Sorry, we didn't finish off your gimel yet. Then the Mechaber goes on. He says, "V'acher kach makro tam shliach tzibur mimimila b'mila." Afterwards, the makra, in the other case, the shliach tzibur goes through word by word. Vein omi acher v'kol mila, and then the kohanim answer back every word for word. Ad shi'isaimu pasuk rishon, until you finish the first pasuk. Yerecha shavi yisherecha. V'azoni matzibur amen. Then the tzibur goes ahead and says amen. Rav Moshe Feinstein says beferish that for Ashkenaz we do not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Okay, obviously the Sfardim have a different custom and they say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo when after Hashem's name in each of the three pasuk. But for sure, everyone is supposed to say Amen v'chein achar pasuk beis v'chein achar pasuk gimel after the second pasuk, after the third pasuk, after each pasuk you have to answer Amen to the brachas. Okay, you dial it now. So we're going to bring down over here four different dinim that are very, very part and parcel of Birkas Kohanim. Says the Mechaber, Ein Mevarchin Elo B'Lashon HaKodesh. Number one, it says, Kod Tevarchu, exactly like this, you bless. And therefore, the Gemara in Sota darshens out that it has to be done Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh. Uba Amida, Rishus Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Arav Shlita. Uva Amida, and it has to be done standing up. The Kohanim have to stand up. Uva Nesias Kapayim, and as we learn in Halacha Yud Beis, they have to do Uva Nesias Kapayim with their arms out. Uva Kol Ram, and it has to be out loud. They have to do it B'Kol Ram. They can't whisper it. They have to do it in a louder voice. Okay? All these four dinim. There is a little bit of a machlokas that's mentioned in the Ber Heitev over here in Sifkat and Ches. Okay? He does bring down some type of, but over here, the Mishnah Berurah is going to paskin by all of these that they're going to be ma'akev. It's going to be ma'akev. Look inside Sifkat and Nun. Ein mevarch. Is it kol zehu mina Torah? All these four of the drashas are all mina Torah. D'alfin and kol zeh mikroi, because he learned it out from Sukkim, B'lashon HaKodesh, Tichti, Kol Tevarchu, B'lashon HaZeh. Uba Amida standing up, it says, Dichtiv l'sharso, Ulevarach b'shmo, shmo. You have to serve him. Mashay respond. I mean, just like the avoda of the Kohanim in the base of Midash, it has to be standing up. Dichtiv la'amod l'sharei, sachanami brocha. Uba nesias kapayim with your hands right up. Dichtiv vayisa, Aaron es yadav ela'am, vayibarchem. Uba kol ram, dichtiv amor lahem, ka'adam amor l'chaver. Just like a person talks to his friend, he doesn't whisper, he talks. So too, kol tevarach uba Yisrael, as amor lahem has to be done ela. Old Yalfinim Begamar, the Serchlios Panim Kneged Panim, the Mishnah Berurah adds now other dinim. It has to be facing the other person, and therefore, that's why we face the Kohanim, even though you're not supposed to look at the Kohanim, like we'll learn later on, you don't turn around, Chas V'Shalom. It has to be Panim Kneged Panim, when you're supposed to be facing the Kohanim. Now, says over here, the Mishnah Berurah then, at the end of the piece, V'katu Rova Poskim V'Kimat Kula. Rova Poskim V'Kimat, all them hold, Dahani Kula Li Kuvu. All these are ma'akev birkas kohan. V'afilu b'diyevid lo yotzu bofen acher. Even b'diyevid, one is not going to be yotzi if it's done another way. V'b'kol eilu toshiyetz elechutz akon ritzik shen yachal levarach kedino. If the kohen cannot fulfill these things, therefore he should leave the base knesses before ritzay. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on through each one of them. Sif katan nun aluf ba'amida. Okay, Lashon HaKodesh. Oh, sorry, let's start with Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, it has to be said in Hebrew and not other languages. Okay, what about the fact that people have different Havarot? Okay, Svard, Ashkenazis, things like this. Look inside a very beautiful piece over here in Moreno Rabbeinu Arav Shlita Nirmasa V'Lashon. His Das Admor Zal Dekol Havaros Nikros Lashon HaKodesh. All the Havaros are considered Lashon HaKodesh. Okay? The way that the Sfardim talk, the way the Ashkenazim talk, okay, the Teimanim talk, all of them are considered Lashon HaKodesh. Lefize, Gami Ma Makri Makri Bavara Sfaradit. Even if the Makri, the Shleit Tzibur, is doubting the Nusach Sfarad, Bavarat Sfaradit, V'Mivarech Mivarech Bavara Ashkenazis, and the Kohen answers back in Havarat Ashkenazis, oh, Ipcha, or the opposite happens, Aim kan tarti disasre. It is not considered a tarti disasre. It's not a stira. It's saying one of them is lashon hakodesh, one of them is wrong. No, they're all considered lashon hakodesh. In another piece in chelik aleph, okay, in chelik bay, we'll see later on in hilchos kriyas haTorah, Moreno Beira has another piece that is similar to this and shows the reason why this is. He says even in matan Torah, he says matan Torah lechora the Jews from Pitom spoke differently than people in Ramses in different parts of Egypt, and therefore they heard the Torah and according to their Havarah. Okay, so therefore it could be different Havarah, all considered Lashon HaKodesh. That fits very well over here also. Okay, however, when it gets to Shem Hashem, he says over there, even if he says the words in Havarah Sfaradit, but when he gets to Shem Hashem, he pronounces it Noi and not Nai. Okay, he pronounces it in Havarah Ashkenazis. Once again, Sfardit, Ashkenazi, all mixed together. He says the same thing, that's really Mikra Nadin, okay? Achdas Admor Zal Shein Linokin. Rishon Zal said, one should not act like that, one should not do that, you should or choose this, or choose that. You should pick or Havara Sfardit, or Havara Ashkenazis, and not Milba Bel between them. However, B'diyamin, it's still gonna be good, cause it's all considered Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore it's still gonna be good. So that's gonna be inserted Lashon HaKodesh. Uba Amida, they have to stand up. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Versir Siv Kodin in the Aleph. Number one, he says that's the Kohanim. Avalat Tzibur Rishayin Lishev, really make her a din. The Magen Avraham writes that the Tzibur's allowed to sit during Birkas Kohanim. The Kohanim have to stand up. Rakshu Penegat and Kenegat, allows their face upon him, Kenegat Penim. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Minag. Va Minag Shakol only Minag trumps Halacha. Minag is everyone stands up. We stand up for Birkas Kohanim. V'chein Mashrim Hira Sot, Perek Zayin Megillah, Perek Gimel. It could be this is connected to the fact that also, like the Urayim that we saw before, that to get blessed is also part of the mitzvah. So just like the Kohanim, let's say, it could be we have to stand up also. Okay, or it's just a minute go over here like it's Mashra from the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, since we saw it before, that this is all Ma'akev, look in the next page, top line. The Kohen Shu Chalush. If you have a Kohen who is very weak, Ve'ini Yachol Amod El Yidei Smicha, he can only stand up by leaning on something, or for that matter, it says Kavah Chomer, he's in a wheelchair, or he's on crutches, he can't stand up by himself, Lo Yisa Kavah, he should not go ahead and do Yisus Kapayim, Duki Yeshiva, even if he has to be leaning on something. This is talking about leaning on something, Lechora, to the point that if you would pull the thing away, he would fall on his face. If he's leaning a little bit on something, a little bit, that's not considered Smicha Ki Yeshiva, and that is going to be good. Fine. That's in terms of standing up. You see how Skapani has to have his hands held up? If his hands are trembling, he can't hold his hands up straight. Once again, all these things are b'di'evid ma'akev. And therefore, once again, in the end of Sikad and Gimel, he says, someone has got a sore throat. He is hoarse. Okay, he can't talk. He can only whisper. He's lost his voice. L'chora pashut she'eni yachol lisas kapav. He should not do nesias kapayin. Someone's got a bad cold, he lost his voice. It's very tsarud. He cannot talk normally. He should not do nesias kapayin according to the Mishnah Berurah. And then we'll end off over here at the beginning of Sikot Nun Gimel, of B'kol Ram. He says, Hainu, what does it mean B'kol Ram? He's supposed to scream? No. It says, Hainu B'kol Beinenu. It's supposed to be a medium voice, a regular talking voice. That's how you do Birkas Kohanim. Lafuki belachad is coming to exclude whispering. You're not supposed to whisper. Okay, mikol mako. Lifamim tzarech b'kol ram mamas. Sometimes you even have to say it louder. Kol shibibali meim rabim. If you're in a large base kinesis and they're not going to hear the kohanim if they just talk in a normal voice, then they should talk louder. Bininche kol akal shomea. You have to do it in the way that the whole kal would be able to hear you. But not to start screaming. Some kohanim you see this are screaming and stuff like that. You don't have to scream. Okay, they're not supposed to scream. They're supposed to do it in a kol beinoni. That is the correct way to do Birkas Kohanim. But all these things, these Lashon HaKodesh, Amida, Nesias Kapayim, and Kol Ram, the Arma Akev, all those things the Kohanim need to be able to do in order to do Birkas Kohanim. Ad kan for today.